With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The cleanup and the grieving are underway in central Tennessee, where at least six people died and homes were destroyed in devastating storms over the weekend.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
It sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his life.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below.
Se volcó el otro trailer.
The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump decided against testifying for a second time at his New York civil fraud trial. In a social media post Sunday, the former president said the, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and saw no need to reappear again. At a gathering of the New York Young Republican Club Saturday, the former president said the prosecutions against him are only designed to hurt him politically.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls. And, you know, one thing about running, I think probably, historically, if they wanted to run against me, they wouldn't have indicted me four times. Do you agree? And civil suits also. We don't even talk about them.
The National Conservatives, who've ruled Poland for 8 years, finally expected to start relinquishing power to a centrist bloc led by political veteran Donald Tusk. The transition will come in several steps over 3 days, beginning on Monday. This is SRN News. A library in California is feeling legal heat.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians is widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. A new report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. And according to the Observatory, there's been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Other reports on hate crimes against Christians in Europe find that Muslim radicals are almost always to blame. SRN News. A new nuclear missile is coming, a gigantic ICBM called the Sentinel.
The Air Force says the $96 billion Sentinel overhaul involves 450 silos in five states, their control centers, three nuclear missile bases, and several other testing sites. Officials say while the changes could improve the efficiency and quality of life on the bases, it also creates problems the Minuteman missiles have never faced. Jason Walker reporting.
An Iowa man under arrest in the death of a Catholic priest who was stabbed in the rectory of his small Nebraska church. Passenger was assaulted during an invasion of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun. He died from his injuries. Police received a 911 call reporting an attempted break-in at the church. When they arrived, they found the injured prelate along with the alleged attacker. More details at SRNnews.com.